Hello and welcome to Girl Bye, the Common Sense Talk with Nicole Renee. I am your host, and today we will be talking about the men. Yes, yes. What else will we talk about, right? However, this particular episode is about our men standing up. However, they cannot stand up until we sit down. Yes, this is about girl bye, and girl bye means sit your butt down, because we need to stop doing the work that men are called to do. So that gives a whole new meaning to the word submission, right? The word submission that our men love so much. The word submission that they really, really want us to do. However, submission does not look like most of what most people think submission means. Now, in the scriptures, it says for us to submit to one another. This is the reason why it's very, very important for us to read and to study for our own selves so that we know exactly what that means. We know what Paul, the apostle, meant when he wrote for us to submit to one another. This is the man submitting to the woman, and the woman submitting to the man. Now, what I want to really get into is actually a video that I saw posted today on, we go through our Facebook and we see on the timelines, and this video was so powerful. It was powerful because it was bringing to light the message that I know we as women, we have communicated this in so many different ways, but for some reason it is not being received, you know. It's not being heard by that ear, that inner ear, that spiritual ear. And we don't know why, you know. This message has been communicated in a way that is most loving and kind, soft and sweet, and the same message has been communicated in ways that's more challenging, okay? It's more confrontational, and neither way has worked. And I believe that the reason why neither way has worked is because there's no action that's put behind it. And action doesn't always look like getting up and doing something, getting up to go handle this and getting up to go handle that and getting up to do this and getting up to do that. A lot of times that doing or that action is an action of not doing it. The action of sitting down and letting them handle it. Right? So in this particular video that I witnessed earlier, there was a young man and he was standing. The woman, as a matter of fact, it was a few women that were sitting. And the young woman that was engaged in conversation with him, she was sitting and she had a covering, you know, over her head. She appeared to be, you know, practicing the Muslim religion, which is fine. It's cool. However, the young man, he was stating in a very assertive way, in a very assertive tone. And, you know, we know this is how we communicate with one another. We are a lively people. And so a lot of times our language and the way we express ourselves through our body language and everything, it seems a bit, you know, it may seem a bit over the top, but it's really not. It's just the way that we express ourselves. However, he got into the woman's worth. You know, you as women, you all don't know your worth and so forth and so on. And so the young lady, you know, she said, hey, I know my worth. At 34 years old, I know my worth. And this is not about, you know, me going out here and being in the clubs or being half dressed or anything like that. The woman was fully clothed. And she said, for the most part, you know, we as women, you know, we want you all to take the lead. We desire for you all to take the lead. She went on into her story about how I believe it was a gentleman that she was with. I'm not sure if she was married to him or maybe was in a relationship with him for some time. However, she expressed that that he, you know, basically his decisions led him to a place that he did not want to be in, and which is a lot of times, you know, all of our decisions, but in this particular case, as she was speaking about this, her significant other's decisions led him to the penitentiary. And so, you know, he went on to say, and, you know, see, this sister, this is why you don't know your worth. And, you know, he was there and he did this and he did that, and it landed him to the penitentiary, so forth and so on. And she said, he was a stand up brother. He was this, he was that. And, you know, however, you know, now I know I won't find another like him. And so he went on to say, you know, as many of them like that's out there like that and like this. And she said, no, I will never find another like him, because now he is dead. So he's no longer on the earth. And as the gentleman went on and on and on with what we usually hear from, you know, men in that position that's want to talk about our worth as women and we don't know our worth and so forth and so on. She said, look, that's not what this is about. What this is about is when we, as women, you know, we have a lot on our plate. You know, we're wives or girlfriends, and we're, you know, encouraging you and we're supporting you and we're doing this and we're doing that. And on top of that, we're being a mother and, you know, and a sister and a daughter and a friend. And then we have maybe social groups that we're part of or leading or so forth and so on. And we work and we, you know, we do all of these things. She said, but the thing is, we want you all to take the lead. Hey, we're in the passenger seat. We're in the passenger seat. So when we're in the passenger seat and you all as men are in the driver's seat, where do you drive us? Where do you drive us? She said, well, in that particular case, he drove us right into the system. Now, it's like very valid points. And in this particular case with this video, the young man, he really didn't have too much after that to say. Now, here's the thing. Those scenarios and those situations where, you know, hey, we got the guys on the corner and they're selling drugs and they're doing this and they're doing that. And, you know, and they're in jail, they're incarcerated and so forth and so on. Those are easy targets. Those are easy things to pick up and pick out. We hear a lot about that. But here is what we don't hear too much of. We don't hear much about those men that should be the lead in their home. the heads in their homes that have not went off to prison, probably never spent a day in jail, or maybe, you know, it was a traffic stop or something like that that led them into, you know, a local jail cell for a couple of hours, and they were never convicted of any type of crime because they didn't, you know, do those type of crimes. You know, what about those that have never been to prison? What about those that have never, you know, sold drugs or got caught selling drugs or anything like that? What about those that are, hey, they have degrees, you know, they're holding down jobs. They may even have their own businesses, okay, suited up, three-piece suits, ties, appear to be a certain way in the public. However, at home, they are not leading. At home, they are there, but they are not there. And the burden of the home, where two people have created a family, two people have a home, two people have created children, and that burden is left on the woman. Now, it is our place as women, as mothers, as wives, where we manage the home. However, is it our place to lead? Now, it is our place to lead in our respective roles. And yes, we do have a role. And this role was given to us naturally by the Creator who made us. However, we have been taking on not only our role, but their role as well. It's not to say that a woman does not go to work and earn an income. Because in these days and times, yes, I mean, it's not too many households that can survive off of one income or even, you know, one and a half, you know, with inflation and things like that. But this is not so much about income, more so than it is about two people who have built and created a home together, as well as the children that they have together, for both to contribute in that area where it's not stressful for only one because the other feels like, hey, I went to work today, and so my job is done, and I just come home and I sit while you do everything. And this is where women are tired. The emotional labor we carry, along with other things that we carry, and we find ourselves alone in these situations. So what do? Girl, bye. Because this is the area that we do need to sit down in. Take action by sitting down. Now, it may be a scary thing to sit down in those areas that you know if you don't take care of it, it will not be taken care of. With the man there in the home. We're not talking about the ones that's out there, they didn't build a home with you, didn't all this kind of stuff. We're talking about the ones that are in the home, the ones that appear to be, you know, there, but they're not. That's what we're talking about here today. And the action, because I've heard many men say, hey, when you have a woman and she's talking and talking, turns to nagging, and, you know, we're not hearing you. You know, men respond to action. From what I hear and what I've heard from men respond to action. Men respond to action. So if the results, we want results, okay? And these results that we are looking for, we're not getting them because when something needs to be done, something needs to be handled, and it's something that should be done and need to be done by the man. You know, boys are in training. Boys also play. But men handle business. Men take action. Men see the problem, and then they go about to fix or correct the problem. But if we, as women, are always jumping to fix the problem or handle the problem because we think or we believe, and that is by actions that have been carried out for quite some time, and you know, hey, if I don't go in here and I don't do this, then it's not going to get done because, you know, he's unresponsive or he's tired or whatever the case may be, so I need to handle this. No. Girl, bye. Sit down. You do not need to handle it. He needs to handle it. He wants to be the lead. Let him do that. Now, in the next episode, we will talk about what that looks like. How do we go about doing these things? How do we go about not spurring into action when that action that needs to be taken should be theirs? We have to let them lead by not leading in the capacity that they should be. Girl, bye and sit down. Thank you all for tuning in. And come back for the next episode, which will always be posted on Thursdays, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Take care. Until next time. Peace.